Jobs.
Listen, I'm in my right mind to give wrong time fixtures in this
to keep me breathing.
Phone Nicola and say, yay, go shopping. I think you need new clothes or something. Just because, yeah, we need to save a life. But yeah, let's take a final look at your sport this morning and start off with last night's rugby. The Hollybet Sharks claimed their first win against Cardiff in the United Rugby Championship match to close in on a 42-22 victory. Now, the Rugby World Cup winning Springbok hooker Bonginbonambi bagged a brace to contribute to the Durbanites' 6 tries. The bonus point win leaves them 4th on the URC table on 29 points, 1 point behind the Vodacom Bulls, who beat the Emirates Lions 37-22 last night. Staying with rugby, the Springbok 7 surged into the semi-finals of the Perth tournament yesterday, smashing Fiji 19-0 in their quarter-final. The Blitzbox now face Australia in the semi-finals and then the winner between Spain and Argentina if they make it to the final. The semis are scheduled to kick off just after 9 this morning with the Blitzbox in action at 9:27. That's the real time. It's not the fake time, Mike V. And then in some cricket, Durban Super Giants coach Lance Klusener is drawing hope from Sunrisers Eastern Cape's 2024 campaign after yet another loss in the Betway SA 20 last night. Now, DSG have seen just 1 win in 8 matches, which leaves their campaign up in the air. Super Giants lost by 7 wickets at Newlands in to MI Cape Town. Now have 2 matches to bounce back. You were right earlier, Mike. It is 2 matches, not 4. I think I was believing Coach Klusener for 4 seconds.
You're being very hopeful, which I appreciate. It's good to be optimistic.
Thank you. I appreciate it. But yeah, Klusener believes that there's a slight possibility that they can maybe bounce back.
So we've been disappointed with the way we've turned up, I guess, in this competition. I think Sunrisers qualified with 4 wins in the first season, so we live in hope. A little bit of luck today. I know, I thought Canes and Heinrich's partnership was outstanding in tough conditions, but 22-4 is not good.
Then there's some football on the cards later in the Nedbank Cup. Richards Bay FC are up against Orlando Pirates at 3 o'clock this afternoon. That game is taking place at the Kings Relatini Stadium in Umlazi. A game that Mike V won't be watching is Kaizer Chiefs up against Free Agents at 6 o'clock. Polokwane City also in action against the Bees at 3 o'clock as well. And then closing off with tennis, world number one Jannik Sinner will hope to successfully defend his Australian Open title in the final in Melbourne this morning. Sinner, who's seeking his